Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 1st, and the whole weekend. How lovely, Venus and Neptune working beautifully together. Venus is currently in your sign and she is a thing of beauty. And a thing of beauty is so full of desire and passion now around you. I want you to do things over the next few days that can only be described as romantic. Romance has different energies, different dimensions and different layers. But I want you to grab hold of something or someone romantic now. Here's your Sunday stars. With the Moon and Uranus connected to each other, you need a stress-free day. There's a bit of anxiety floating around these stars and that means you need to pull back. There's too much tension going on. Luckily enough, the Moon is going to move into your sign later on in the day. Don't get too emotional, but at the same time, put your feet up and steer clear of situations or people who get your goat. Here's your Monday stars, lovely aspect. One thing I'd really like you to look at now is your own image. Because you have so many beautiful stars around you, starting with that Venus Neptune on Saturday, it's all about looking in a mirror and seeing how you want to change your life by looking at yourself, by getting a new image, a new do, a new look, new fashion, new style, new whatever you like. But I'd like a new you to come out of these stars. Transformation time. And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, there's a Sun and Saturn aspect working fabulously well here. And this is so good for you in many ways, especially if you've an axe to grind over money. Because these stars are all about gravitas, are all about feet on the ground, accountability, responsibility, and doing things for the right reason. That's what your financial needs are now. Get them sorted and get them on solid ground. And here's your Wednesday stars. With Venus and Pluto beautifully disposed towards one another, this is another clue, even a hint from the galaxy. It's time to get a look, a good look. One that is more appropriate for this time in your life and where you want to go in your life. Don't cling on to the dead wood of how you used to be, but create something with veneer and polish when it comes to the way you look and put yourself across. Your appearance should be pure gold. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, there's lots going on in your house of money now, which, of course, I said earlier in the week, you need to have a good sort out. These are not bad stars, but they do insist that you know where you stand, what you're doing with your finances, where you're going with things. Check your budgets. Don't spend on things you really don't need, but use money sparingly towards those things which are necessary. Here's your Friday stars. Well, with Mercury moving into Libra, this is certainly going to enhance your intuition and certainly going to trigger off thoughts and feelings. That's not a bad thing, because it means that you can delve into your anxieties and worries and doubts. And the best way to get rid of them is to give them a hefty helping of rationale and logic. And with the Sun squaring Pluto, there's a lot of things to sort out that you're holding on to, which are becoming self-destructive.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.